I'm confident that my situation is going to be made into a film. We're closer now than I've ever been before. And just, I'll give you as an example, nothing came of this, but my agent was at a dinner party a couple of weeks ago, and she ran into Jake Gyllenhaal. And she said, "Oh, hey, Jake." She's known him for years. She said, "Haven't seen you around for a while." And he said, "Yeah, I decided to take a year off. I was doing a movie, two movies a year, decided to take a break and just relax. And now I'm a little pickier about what I want to do." She said, "Oh, what are you looking for?" He said, "You know, I've never done anything in the spy genre, like espionage." And she said, "Oh, do I have a guy for you?" He said, "Really?" She said, "Yeah, he's a former CIA officer. He blew the whistle on the torture program." And he says, "The guy on TikTok. I lay in bed at night and I watch that guy's videos." She calls me from the dinner party. "Would you like to meet Jake Gyllenhaal?" I said, "I'd love to meet Jake Gyllenhaal. I love his films. He's a terrific actor." And so we set up a meeting. And we got together for coffee. No big deal. Last time I was in LA. And to make a long story short, he wants to read the book, which I sent him. And my agent is going to send him the outline of a script. So we'll see. I will say that the one thing I have going against me is that there's not an end to my story yet. There's not a neat arc. And obviously, the way I would want the story to end is that I get a presidential pardon. That would really put a cherry on top of things. But in the meantime, I feel like we're talking to the right people. I'm confident it's going to happen sooner or later, and I just have to be patient.